Okay, the Gemara says that if somebody is madish the hand of the Eved, which you understand to mean that the guf hayad itself is kaddish. I say ha'eved laiva va'eicha va'isepereya. There's a problem. How is he going to have hanor? How is he going to spend money on food? The havamina means on his basic foods. So how is he going to spend money on food? Whatever he earns is already hedgish. So the answer is, he has an eitzah. He borrows money. Va'eisa upereya. And then whatever he earns, he pays back his mouth. Shmarina. From the fact that it should be magdish, it's a rai. Yachal rav leim levar asemi v'eni zanka. How else could it be magdish? The other fellow be magdish what he owns. So must be he owns the ma'aseh adayim even more than the mezainis, even before the mezainis. So Gemara says it's no raya. Hachi ma'aseh skin of a ma'aseh mezainis. Itaka can't be magdish into a slur from mezainis. Yachi l'may l'ayvavar echal l'hadafim. I label a hegdish, I hash the sagil off below, I had off, I hash the amikis galach below, I had off. Since we had the kashi yesterday, Gemara says, let hegdish say, hash the sagil off below, I had off, I hash the amikis below, I had off. The Gemara is going to say, time we're talking about pachas v'shava pruta. If it's pachas v'shava pruta, which hegdish has no bailus on, so, Maram Shifa asks, what does it mean, leimalei hegdish ad hashta sagilach balei hadafa? Hegdish is not a bailam on this to say anything. So we're going to have to come back to answer this. The first finish of the Gemara, the Gemara hegdish gufe nichalei, keich de lishbach avde. Hegdish wants the eved to be worth something. Hegdish is ultimately going to sell the eved. So meimalei hegdish gufe nichalei, keich de lishbach avde. The Gemara Isa Pereya Kama Kama Kaddish Lay. Every fruit is Kaddish. After the Gemara, the Pachas Meshava Fruta. So what's the Teretz Pachas Meshava Fruta? So we have here Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi says Pachas Meshava Fruta means Ashleit Tzarfa Fruta Yefrenot like Chayil Hegdish Pachas Meshava Fruta. Rashi says that Hegdish is not Chayil Pachas Meshava Fruta. So therefore, the Eved could do is every pachas mishava pruta that he earns, he can give it to his mouth. Taisus disagrees. In the second Taisus, he brings Rashi. He now just pachas mishava pruta. He chose ben Yitzchak. He said, "Dam ba'azav the shver." It says, "There chamish pruta saying there are five dinim that are totally in pruta." Listen, sheish pruta saying they have just pachas mishava pruta. Why does it say this? Therefore, I'm a read the hacha and the timer. So we have here Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Is Hegdish Chal on Pachas Meshava Pruta or not? And Taisus holds that Hegdish could be Chal on Pachas Meshava Pruta. Just Samazai, when someone is Magdish, that's not what he has in mind. But in the underlying issue, somebody takes Pachas Meshava Pruta and wants to make it Hegdish. Is it Chal or isn't it not Chal? So there we have here Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What's Machlokes Tolian? Which way is more pashut? Should be Shach Pachas Meshava Pruta than that. Well, hard to know why it should be Tolian. If Hegdish has to have a din moment on that, that's the question. No, we're not. Hegdish the Chal doesn't have to have a din moment. Mm-hmm. Well, we're saying now where a person had the ferish das to do a pachas mefruta. Taisus says it would be good, and Rashi says it's not good. We have the ferish das. So, I don't know, maybe it would be totally in the rules of chatzi shir. Right, what's the question? If I make something, I take less than a fruit, I make it hegdish. What does it mean I made it hegdish? It means I created these children. Not talking now about a carbon, we're talking about moments. I made Isurei Hegdish Bichal and Pachas Meshava Pruta. Could you make Isurei Hegdish Bichal and Pachas Meshava Pruta? If somebody is Iver, he's not Iver anything. Somebody is Mayel and Pachas Meshava Pruta, he's potter from a carbon. A Pachas Meshava Pruta?
Yeah.
If you're over Chatzishir, still an Isser. There's still an Isser Daraisa, you're saying. Why is there an Isser Daraisa? Why is there, the Gemara says. Right, what I'm making is maybe the question of whether you can make Chatzi Pruta be Hegdish is totally in the rules of Chatzi Shir. If somebody wants to make it, making it Hegdish means you make the assumed arises of Hegdish Bichar on this. The question is, if there's a Chatzi Pruta, if somebody is Nehenna from it, is he ever an Issed Araisa? The Gemara says, by Nevela, let's say. Somebody eats Pachas Mekashir of Nevela. So we pass in like Rabbi Echanan, which means that Chatishir Osir Menatayr. That there is an Issa Chatishir Menatayr. Why? So the Gemara says, the Chazi Listarufe. Chazi Listarufe. What does it mean, Chazi Listarufe? It means literally, if I eat half a Kazayas of Nevela, and it's an Issa Daraisa, because it's possible that right after that I'll eat a second half a Zayas of Nevela. And it'll turn out that the first Chatzi Zayis was also part of the Aveir. So it must be that the first Chatzi Zayis is also in the Torah. The person doesn't get Malchus to eat the whole Zayis of the Veil. But if he eats just the Chatzi Zayis of the Veil, then it must be it's an Issa Daraisa. Because he can't say it's Mutter. If it's Mutter, then why would he eat the second Chatzi Zayis? Why is he either? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechonet says, it must be that Chatzi Shir is also in the Torah. Now, does that make sense by Hegdish also? I have here a Pachas Mepruta of Hegdish. Let's say it was a Hegdish Eschal. If somebody takes the Chatzi Pruta of Hegdish, what does he do with it? He's Mayer. He eats it, he smells it, he does something that uses it up in a way that it's that there's an Issa Me'ila. Is that Chazi L'Tarufe? Does this concept of Chazi L'Tarufe make sense? What'll be the din? Somebody takes a Chatzi Pruta of Hegdish and Ismail. Then he takes another Chatzi Pruta and Ismail. Is that the Starif to a Pruta? Sounds like each one's a separate thing. By Nevela, there's a Halacha Shem Sinai of Kedei Achilas Pras. And anything you eat within Kedei Achilas Pras, it's all the Starif. But Mi'ila, I wonder, if I take Mi'ila, if I take less than a pruta of Hanoah, then I stop. And then I take again less than half a pruta of Hanoah, and I stop.
How long is there share?
There's no share. There's no share of Gechaz Pras and Gneila and Gneila. Well, if I don't stop, if it's all one nicer, then it's all one nicer.
I guess, while I think another one second later,
to keep it simple, maybe you're right. To keep it simple, let's even say it's separate. Is it mitzarif or it's not mitzarif? Why should it not? Because maybe each maisa is a separate avera. He did mi'ila, and then he was ever mi'ila. Then he was ever again a mi'ila. It's a separate maisa. Where? By Mila?
By
regular Geneva. Mahar not. Each one's a separate nice Geneva. A nice Geneva.
It's
not
sure. It's combined.
Is it all one nice? The separate nice? I don't know. You can see too sudden. You can see too sudden here if it makes sense. What? Rashi also says, not chal, Taisa also says chal. So we're asking, what are they arguing in? Well, why shouldn't that be chal unless they're a pruta? So maybe he holds not chal unless they're a pruta because it's not shayach, isurei, mi'ila. Taisa also says it is shayach, Rashi also says not shayach. Why are they arguing in?
Why should he tell me isurei, mi'ila?
And what else is the question? What does it mean, Hegdish Eschal? Hegdish Eschal means it becomes awesome.
Before you get to Mi'ila, is it Hegdish?
We're taking
it. After the Hegdish, now
it's in Mi'ila. No, the issue here is whether Yisurei Mi'ila apply. We'll see soon. The question isn't if Hegdish owned it. The question is, do the Yisurei Mi'ila Achal? When we say in Hegdish Eschal, I mean the Yisurei Hegdish. We don't mean the ownership of Hegdish. question is strange. There's a klar by Chatzi Shir. There are two ways to learn Chatzi Shir. There's klars in many places. People got him. I think it's a Shabbos Aryeh. There's a Rav Chanan. There's a local Rav Chanan on it. What's pshat that Chatzi Shir is also because Chazi lets down Rufe? If somebody is here for Kazayis of Neveilo, so we say that that's a deraisa. How do you know it's a deraisa? It's her only after the Zayis. We say, yeah, but every Zayis has within it a Chatzi Zayis and another Chatzi Zayis. Is the pshat of Chazi lets down Rufe that that's the Siba, that's the reason. The reason that Chatzi Zayis is also is because since if I eat another Chatzi Zayis afterwards, it'll be a deraisa that gets Malkus. It must be that this is also the deraisa. Or is it only a simin? It's a simin. The Torah must have meant to ask a Chatzi Shir, because when you eat a neveil, you're eating two half neveils. So it's just a simin in the Kavanah Satar. Just to explain this, such a darkistic thing, I'll tell you nafkamina. Prima Gadim's not clear. If somebody, the last minute of Yom Kippur, the last second of Yom Kippur, he eats a half a Gregoris of food. Gregoris is the Shir of Yom Kippur. He eats a Chatzi Gregoris the last second of Yom Kippur. Is he either a deraisa of Chatzi Shir or not? If you learn that Chatzi L'Tzarufa is a Siba, it's a reason to be mechayiv you, because if you eat the other half, it will all be a nisr. So then here, there's no siba to ask you. This Chatzi Shir can never come to a deraisa. Since I'm eating it the last second of Yom Kippur, it can never, ever come to a full deraisa. It's not shayach. There's not enough time. So if you learn it's a siba, and in fact it can never come to be mitzaref, then it's not a Chatzi Shir deraisa. However, if you learn it's a simon meaning it's a sense, if you eat a gregorus and a kippur, you're eating two halves, it's a simon, the Torah meant to ask everything. So then even if you eat it the last minute of the day, the Torah must have meant to ask the Chatzi Gregorus. We're talking about Kavanas HaTorah Me'ikara, was to ask the Chatzi Gregorus. Because every gregorus is only two half gregorus.
If it's
a Siva,
then
I don't
have
a Siva. You do have a Siva. It could be mitzvah if I say another Chatzi Gregoris.
It could be mitzvah, how would that make it into a nisr? If it is, then I'm not. If this is a
Siva, if somebody sits down and kippah to eat, he eats half a Gregoris in the middle of the day, you can't tell me that is a Durabanim. Since if he continues to eat a second half a Gregoris, he gets an einish for the whole thing. He doesn't get a hundred for the last piece. He gets this for all things. So even if he doesn't eat it, Bishas, he's eating the first half. It must be that the Torah meant to ask it. That the Torah asked that because that could be part of a Siva to give him an Eidish. That could be part of what I'm managing for. So it's a Siman. Or if you got a Chatzi Zayis of Chavit, the last second of Pesach, I think that's the Shekasayis case, same exact thing here. Rabbi Chanan brings the Nafkamina if I cared. In this case, it's a kula to say it's a siva. It's a siva, it's a kula. The last minute of the day, there's no siva. Rabbi Chanan brings an afkamina fakert. If someone makes a neder, or a shvua, that he's not going to eat a kezayis of bread. He says the farish, I'm not going to eat a kezayis of bread. That's what he asks on himself. Is he allowed to eat a chatzizayis of bread? He said Beferish, he's only asking himself a Zayis. He can't tell me his Kavanah was to eat less. His Kavanah was Beferish, I'm not going to eat a Kazayis of bread. If you learn Chatzi Shir Asim and Atayr, is because of the fact that it's a Siba, it's because it could come to a Daraisa. Here also, it could come to a Daraisa. If he eats half a Kazayis of bread, it could come to a deraisa. If we'll eat another half of Zayas, will come out to be a full Zayas. So then it could come to a deraisa. So then it's Aser. Even though he himself asked it, he said to Farish, I'm only answering myself a Kazayas. But the half of Zayas will be Aser because it's a Chatzi Shir of Hilchas Nedarim. Why?
Then that's the
no. If it's a simin, so you're going to tell me it's a simin that this is what he meant. The simin means it's a simin. This is what the Torah meant.
That's right.
You can't say simin on a person asking on himself. You can't tell him, oh, you asked it because I asked you. If it's a simin, you meant less. I didn't mean less. I only meant this. No, I'm answering on myself. Dafka azayis. You have to say the word azayis. I could have said, I'm answering on myself if I eat a pound of something. So if he's half a pound, you can't tell me it's a simin what he meant. He knows what he meant. He's saying I only meant a pound, not less than a pound. I understand, but it's not the Torah share, it's his share. He created the share now.
And once he creates that share, then taking on the Torah share too, once he says that.
Why? He's creating. If I say that I'm not going to eat a pound of nuts, I'm not going to eat a pound of nuts. So then you can't tell me I meant that I'm not going to eat half a pound. I only meant a pound.
No, the Chazal is like a Zion.
It's like a Zion.
But not Nidarim.
Nidarim, I might have said, violated my nether. I didn't violate my nether. But the Torah didn't say it, I said it. When the Torah said it, that's what Torah means. When I said it, I'm not creating it as a Torah. I'm creating it. It comes, it's a Shavuot.
No, but once you say it, then you're taking on whatever
the Torah means. I understand that. I understand better the way Rabbi Chaim says. That if it's a simin, so then the Torah, you could say it's a simon, the Torah meant to ask for every piece. But me, I only meant to ask for the full amount. If it's a siba, the Torah said, don't eat a shear, because it could come to a full shear. So then it should, then the siba should apply to the Hilchas Nedar.
If someone said, I can have a nether of 10 blocks, it's not a nether of 5 blocks, because the siba, then you can walk another 5. It's not like
that'll
lead up.
Yeah, should be that way.
You can't
take 1,000.
They might take another
2,000
steps.
Tchum
is not a problem,
because there's no issa to walk 2,001 hours. Tchum is issa to walk 1 hour out of your tchum. So I can't walk half an hour out of my tchum. This isn't to walk 2,000 hours. It says by a tish matai. Neder, but it's chazir with tarufa. I'm asking myself a full kazayis.
I have
to say, I'm not. It's a machlekes rishayim in by nedarim. It's a machlekes the Rambam, I believe. If chatzishir is also by nedarim, if you tell me if a person makes a neder, he's not going to walk 2 miles. He shouldn't be able to take one step. Are you right? You're trying to machlekes. I don't know, unless there's some reason to make a
fill. I
understand, but Lamaisa, if you're going to walk the 2 miles, then you'll be over for the first mile also. The person who said, makes a ned, I'm not going to walk 2 miles. No, Tchumen is different. No. If I make a ned, I'm not going to walk 2 miles. And 1 mile, I walk by Inus. And then the second mile, I'm walk Benezit. So I wasn't over my neder b'nezit. So I did half b'nezit, half b'nezit. But tchumin, if I get taken to the edge of my tchum b'nezit, and I take one step, then I'm over my tchumin. Because the issur is that one step. This is not the 2,000 steps.
So here also, the issur is taking 2,000 steps.
Okay.
Taking those
two, when the next we have tchumin or by neder? By the dharm, okay.
Now,
if you say I'm not going to walk chutz my tchum, I'm not going to walk past 2 miles, then nothing I mean. If you say I'm not going to walk 2 miles, it would seem that there would be a problem. Seem that way.
Why is the murder
that
the initially
it's hard. I mean, you study some different gemaras, it's very difficult. I can't get into it. We'll take out the gemara, we'll look at it. This question of how Chazilus Terufei works, which is probably Machlekes Rishayim, Chayra by Hegdish, how should it be? By Hegdish, somebody's Magdish a Chatzi Pruta. Is that Chazilus Terufei? Someone's Magdish a Chatzi Pruta. The question is, do Isurei Hegdish, are they Chal on a Chatzi Pruta? Is that Chazilus Terufei Bepayel? If you wanted to sin in, then nothing on me, and if Machatzi Prutish, the Torah meant to ask that all Nehen and Mehenish. But if you learn Chazil et Tarufe means the Pile of Chazil et Tarufe, it would seem that if you mandish something that's less than a Prutah, it's not the Pile of Chazil et Tarufe. Because you can't, you see, in this case, if you're going to take, let's say there's a cracker that's worth half a prut of hagdish. You take a different cracker, you put them both together, you eat them all in one shot. It's chazi tarufe in one shot. But when a person eats the chatzi shir, or he's nehenef from the chatzi shir, that myself being nehenef from the chatzi shir, the hagdish, I don't think it's chazi tarufe. The way I understand hagdish, you need one maisa where you're in the henef pachs mishav a prutah. If they're separate ma'isim, I don't think they're mistar if I have
flour and I'm not one grain of flour and one grain of flour, I'm going to make a dough out of it and I make
it take. It's chazi l'tarufe in that way. It is chazi l'tarufe, but it's not shayach to be nehena from a chatzi pruta.
So
that's the question. How does it work? Does it have to be if I'm magdish chatzi pruta that chatzi pruta independently I could be over me'ilah, or maybe it's enough that I could come to a me'ilah by falling in with other things. Achinam, maybe. The Yosemeach writes in his Lashon Tektavarov, there's nothing we're talking out. Like this Rashi Tosfos is telling you the Gedarim of Chazil et Tarufe. He doesn't explain, it's Tektavarov, but when we get to Yosemeach, maybe we'll understand exactly what he meant a little better. But he does write these words that it's telling Chazal to his. As a matter of fact, he starts when he brings the Gemara that this Gemara's Shaila should be telling the Din of Chatzishir. Now, exactly how to break down the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, I can only guess because he doesn't explain. But certainly, Rashi holds that there is no Chazal Tarufe. He says, there is no Chazal Tarufe. Now, what you have to do to work out Rashi, so we have to work it out. But Rashi holds it's not Chazal Tarufe. He certainly can't hold it to Simon. If it's a Simon, then it's certainly Chazal Tarufe. He has to hold it somehow that it's a Siba. And Bapayol, if I'm the end of Machatzi Shir, that's not Chazal Tarufe. That's a separate Maisa Mila Bagdish. Alright, getting back to the Maram Shik's Kasha. Maram Shik asked that what is Leimalei Hegdish? If it's Pachas Mepruta, what is Leimalei Hegdish? Hegdish to tell him, I don't want you to have this Chatzi Pruta. So Gemara answers, Hegdish is happy, he's an Eved, he wants it to be strong. Well, what is Leimalei Hegdish? Where does Hegdish come in to Leimalei Hegdish? That's the Maram Shik's Kasha. It's a stronger Kasha like Rashi like Tosfos. The kasha is, what business does have a hegdish have telling him what to do? So, let's see. Light Rashi, Rashi says hegdish is not chalapach in the pruta. He's not chalapach in the pruta. It's good kasha. Tosfos holds, bet some hegdish would be chal. But daite shel magdish is not that it should be chalapach in the pruta. That's not what a person means, daite shel magdish. So I would think, at least in Tosfos, maybe you could answer that we're going down to Das of the Magdish. So the Magdish would say, I was Magdish's hand, L'maisi Yadayim. I thought I didn't mean that a Chatzi Pruta should be Hegdish. But I also didn't mean that he's going to do this, that every Chatzi Pruta will eat, every Chatzi Pruta will eat, nothing will end up in Hegdish. You can't tell me that Daita Shal Magdish. The Taita Shal Magdish might not be thinking that if a Chatzi Pruta comes from what I'm doing, it should be Hegdish. But if I'm Magdish something, I'm going to be Magdish, let's say I have a sheep. I'm going to be Magdish it that the wool should be Hegdish. So somebody will go, I'll have an Einfall. Every less than a Pruta of wool that grows, he'll cut off and he'll take for himself. Another one will take for himself. Another one will take for himself. So you're going to tell me, yeah, Taita Shal Magdish wasn't on less than a Pruta. So I'll tell you, it's true, Taita Shemagdish wasn't less than a Pruta. But Taita Shemagdish wasn't that you're going to eat it up less than a Pruta at a time and eat up the whole thing that is being Magdish. You can't tell me that was Taita Shemagdish. What? Doesn't matter what you had in mind with Taita. Taita Shemagdish is Chal. It's cut. Just, it's not tied to Shemagdish. Tosis cares. Tosis says,
I'm going to tell you. No.
I'm not Magdish the Guf HaSheep. I'm Magdish the sheep for its wool. I want the wool should be Hekdish. I'm Magdish the sheep for its wool. As the wool grows, it should be Hekdish. I've told you in this case. In this case, I'm asking.
In the case of the sheep,
it is Magdish the wool. Sheep for its wool.
And the case of the
other. So, one second. Stop. You're asking if a Magdish the sheep for the wool. So, Tais will say, ain't diet there pops in the pruta. If the sheep will only grow less than a pruta of wool, if that's all that will happen, then the sheep will die. So, everyone, Tais says, well, don't be masking. He didn't mean that Magdish should get less than a pruta. It's not time. So, that, Tais says, ain't diet there Magdish. But, that every less than a pruta should be taken away from Hegdish, less than a pruta taken away, less than a pruta taken away, you can't tell me that's in his das.
Does make a difference what's in his das?
It does.
You go over to Matthew, what was your das? If your das was that shall a pruta should be Hegdish, upon Hegdish. But now you tell me it wasn't. So now, if he finds a loophole, it doesn't make a difference. It's what did you make Hegdish? You didn't make the shall a pruta, I got a loophole, I can use it. Why? Because I didn't think you were going to do something.
If I would have technically written out a shtar and said, Pasul Shavut is not, or I would have said it prepare, I'd be masking. That's not the case. The person didn't talk about less than a pruta. He's not just evident. He didn't think about it and say anything. It's an umdin of the das of people. That people, if it's less than a pruta, they're not masked on less than a pruta. But you can't tell me that the umdin das is to do such a trick that everyone that goes away.
But this is what I want to know. If he's going to go and try to figure out every single case, that's what he's telling me. But he even made a
statement. All right.
Thing and made an addition. He didn't have all the
maybe you're right. I want to say, Rosh Hashanah is not Shvelai Taisis, only Shvelai Rashi. If you don't agree with me, so fine. Rosh Hashanah will be Shvelai Taisis too. I would think that in Taisis there's more of a mahaluch to answer. But, okay. I mean, I don't see that that the stifle is making this chilek. All right, so let's get to the stifler's teretz. Maybe you'll start off with him. The stifler's yisai is that hegdish could be divided into two aspects of hegdish. There's kinyanei shel hegdish, the things that hegdish own, and then there's kedushas shel hegdish. The Kedusha of Hegdish, what do I mean Kedusha? I mean the things that are unique about Hegdish more than a Hegyet, which is basically the Issa Me'ilah, the Fee of Karban Me'ilah, the Fee of Chaydish, whatever dinim are related to Kedusha Asai Shal Hegdish. The status you say is that it's possible to separate the two. You can have things which are Kinyanei Shal Hegdish and are not Kedusha Sagdish. And Pachas Mishava Pruta. When we say Ein Hegdish Chal, Pachas Mishava Pruta, we mean that the Dine Hegdish on that Chal, the Isurei Hegdish. Like I said before, there's no Isurim on the Chatzishir. So the Isurei Hegdish on that Chal. But then Hegdish owns it. That's that Hegdish owns. Pachas Mishava Pruta is Kinyanei Shel Hegdish. It's just not the Isser. The Surei Hegdish don't apply. It's the Chatzishir we Isser don't apply. Stifler's Raya. Interesting Raya. Stifler says, I'll prove it to you. Because if you're going to tell me that the first half Pruta that he earns is not the Kinyanei Shel Hegdish, doesn't belong to Hegdish. So then after he earns the first half pruta, it doesn't belong to Hegdish. When he earns his second half of pruta, the first half pruta is still there. Now he earns the second half. Now it's a full pruta. How does it become Kaidish? The first half was fallen already. The first half already was fallen. So how does the second half of pruta make the first half into Hegdish? Must be that the first half also belongs to Hegdish. And it's Kinyanei Shel Hegdish. It's just the halacha that Isurei Hegdish only apply with the shear. The shear of Hegdish is a pruta. So if it's a chatzi pruta, Isurim don't apply. So it belongs to Hegdish. As soon as the possessions of Hegdish, from this Hegdish, add up to a pruta, so then the Isurim do apply, then it's a full shear. But the fact that Hegdish owns it, that it's Kinyanei Shel Hegdish, that's true even Pachas Mishava Pruta.
I'll argue with some
What?
If
you eat it, there's no value to it. There's no value. You're supposed to eat something, there's no value to it. The stifler before the whole arichah is just the distichu. They answered the Ramshish kasha. Mariam Ramshish said, "Leima lehegdish, lehegdish. Tell him I don't want you to eat it." So we asked, "What's leima lehegdish? Who's hegdish? It's pasim shava pruta. Hegdish has, it's not hegdish. Ain't hegdish chal pasim shava pruta." The answer is no. Kinyane shel hegdish is chal pasim shava pruta. It does belong to Hegdish. Hegdish could say, Leimalei Hegdish, and Hazi Sagma Balayadacha, Hashanami Tisla Balayadacha. Hegdish could say, don't eat the Chasi fruit, it's mine. That the Gemara has a good kasha. Let Hegdish say it.
You can make a
Kenyan
on
the Chasi fruit? You can, well, you probably can't make a Kenyan on less than a fruit, but if you have a Kenyan in the Yad of the Evan, and then the Yad of the Evan earns less than a fruit, it's yours. Just like if you have a sheep and it grows wool, that's less than a fruit, it's yours. If you plant something in the ground and a plant that's less than a fruit grows in the mice, it's yours because it comes from something that's worth it. So the status you cite is that you could separate Kinyani Shel Hegdish from Isurei Hegdish. It's possible for something to belong to Hegdish and not have Isurei Hegdish and Memela. The Gemara's cash is good. And what's the Gemara's teretz?
When is the
chal
on the hegdish?
So the iser is chal as soon as you have the full shear.
Why?
When it hits a pruta. Because really, on half a pruta,
there's no
iser. I understand. On half a pruta, it is the hegdish, just like the vela. Let's say I have a tripha animal. So it's a baby, tiny animal, less than a kazayah is big. It's treif. Depending on what he is treif, if he eats it, he's not over. It's true. But Mitzias is it is a chazan. As soon as it grows into the full shear, someone eats it, it'll be either. Calls them on it's small. It's chazan. It's just a chazan that it's not shy to have a chazan. We're saying like Rashi that there's no iser in the chazan shear. I mean, the chazan there is, and the iser is not.
Yeah.
It's true. Alright, I would have to have a half a tinsa where it's not. But it would be the same thing. The point is, this is hegdish. Just has to be every surim until it grows.
It's really awesome, it doesn't have enforced punishment.
You can't tell him,
go do it. You do it. How could he do it? Even though
the no-hitter was still punished. Oh, so that's the Gemara's question. So Gemara asks, if it belongs to hegdish, and it's said there's no isurei hegdish, still leimalei hegdish. I saw by the hashem tis mabalei adafa. Hegdish could still say, how could you take it from me? How could there no isurei hegdish, but still it belongs to hegdish? How could you do it? The Gemara answers, hegdish gufa nichalei. You're right. You can't take less than a foot away from hegdish, unless it's hegdish gufa nichalei. Hegdish b'chadei. So it's worth it for hegdish. Then you can do it. It's worth it to them even if it's more than a pruta too. The answer will be, if it's more than a pruta, it already has isurei mi'ila, there are isurim on it. Hegdish can't take food that has an issa hegdish on it, and without pinyin, you can't just give it to somebody who works for hegdish. Oh, I'll give you the food of hegdish and eat it. Can't do that. How could you give somebody a food of hegdish? There's isurim. You have to be pided, and then you can eat it. But when the isurim are there, you can't eat something that has isurim on it just because hegdish is nichalai. You can't take money and invest it without being mechawal or paidit, in one way or another. And any object of hegdish owns an object, it can't be given over to anybody. It can't be given over to the Gemara has a whole spiel how they paid their workers, how hegdish paid their workers, the things are hegdish. So the Gemara has a way that they were able to pay them through pidyon. Without pidyon, you can't. So pachas mishava pruta, you could give him because there's no isurim. Pachas mishava pruta, it's like stealing it from hegdish. It's just like a person. Just like a person, if it's nicha, you can give it away. So hegdish also, if it's nicha, you give it away. Once it gets the isurim, you can't. Isurim is isurim. It has nothing to do with nichalei or anichalei. Isurim, it's awesome.
So by hegdish, what about by
It's not mutter to steal half your futa. You don't have to pay back to say a yid would be mine. But so they sort of apply. You can now steal half a futa. Not from Hegdish and not from a Hegdish. The Issa Gezeila applies on less than a futa. It's just that there's no Einish because he's Michael, he's Sumi's Michael. We had last year that if you mazik someone less than a pruta, that you get malchus. If someone hits somebody, he's ever alive. Just that since it's nitin l'tashlumin, he doesn't get malchus. So the Rambam says that if you hit somebody less than a pruta, damage, so you do get malchus, because now there's no tashlumin. The affair is the affair. I remember mentioning that if you hit someone, you better do damage more than a pruta, otherwise it's not kedar. If you fight, but maybe each punch is a separate iser. Okay. This Yisayid, it's interesting, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz in the Shaarei Chaim says the same teretz. And he goes into a few rayas that you could separate Kinyanish al Hegdish and Kedushas Hegdish. Rav Chanan, I mentioned yesterday, Chelet Beis and Lechav, brings almost all the rayas are in both places, except for one raya. Some of the rayas are very easy. One is the Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Yizayin on the base. The Gemara says there's a halacha that your worker who works in your field is entitled to eat from the food that he's working with. If he's picking grapes, kisavai beker reyecha, the katastam alilai, I think it says, whatever it is, you go to your friend's field and you eat, and you're picking grapes in the field, you're about to eat. You can take home, but whatever you want to eat while you're working, you're entitled to eat while you're working. That's a tzeres hakasam. So the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, ki savai bekerem re'echa v'lo shel hegdish. That if you're working for hegdish, you don't have a right to take the food of hegdish. So Tosfos asks right away, what's the halacha meaning you can take hegdish? Hegdish has his surei meila. What's the halacha meaning because you're working in the field, you could take? If I didn't mother this, you could take as one thing. But Isurim, how can a person take Isurim because he's working in the field? There's an Issa Me'ila on the grapes. So the Ritva answers, Kagain, that you gave something to Hegdish without being Magdishit. You gave something to Hegdish Behedya, that it shouldn't have the Isure Hegdish. It should only be Kinyan Eshel Hegdish. Kagain, he brings an example which I'll mention to you in a minute. But the response says, Beferish, you can have things that are Kinyan Eshel Hegdish, and they are no Dine Mi'il. In such a case, that's where the Mi'il is for. Re'ei Ovalei Shel Hegdish. What? Why? Because it's even more than a Pruta. If the Havamir would be even more than a Pruta, why should he say... You're saying, why doesn't your Torah say a worse teretz? It's the same teretz. It's like a timsa where it's Yani Shal Hagdish and no Isurim. So you're saying the whole Havamir was that it could eat Pruta.
Every person in the world, and he's eating
it would be the same teretz. It's just strange to say that the Havamir was.
How can we say
What you're saying will be totally in whether Chatzishur applies to Hegdish. Right? If you serve five for Chatzishur. We're talking about the Pasuk, not the Rabbanan. Anyway, that's one raya. He has another raya from another Gemara above Metzia, Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara there says that Hegdish is nismayed from ribis. There are no isurei ribis on Hegdish. I said, "What is Hechidami? What do you mean ribis? How did Hegdish lend anything?" If the Ginsburg lent it, the Ginsburg mall, the Ginsburg has no right to lend out objects of Hekdish. So Hechidami, how do you have a case of Hekdish lending? Hekdish making a loan that it's very rivers. So the Gemara answers are basically the same parents. The Gemara says, Kagoyin Avnei Beis HaMikdash, the stones with which they built the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, stones with which they built the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't give it Kedusha until after the building was complete. Hekdish bought it, it belonged to Hekdish. But since while you're building it, you might end up having Anah, you might lean on it, you might enjoy the shade of it, you can have Anah. So they didn't give it Kedusha to Hekdish until after the building was complete. But it's not Shal Chayil, it's Shal Hekdish. Because we're saying here in the Gemara that when Hekdish lends it, they can take ribbis. Because Hekdish allowed to take ribbis. So that means that Hekdish could own things which are Kinyani Shal Hekdish, have no Isurei Hekdish, like these stones. And the Gemara is Mechadish, that if Hekdish would want to lend out these stones or anything like these stones, which are Kinyani Shal Hekdish and not Isurei Hekdish, that you can do, and there's no problem. So again, it's a raya that there's such a mitzias as Kinyani Shal Hekdish, which is not Yisurei Hekdish. How can Hekdish have a cell? So there's a kosov of chilul. That Hekdish, through Mekach or chilul, Kedusha comes off, through pidyon. So through pidyon, it comes off. But that doesn't mean you can lend it. It doesn't mean you can so much just to use it. Right? It comes off through pidyon, it comes off. But how could the Gisbar give it to someone to use in the first place? He's going to use it for 2 months, he's going to give it back with extra. So that original giving, there was no chilul. You need the pidyon to take off the yisur. It's worth it for Hekdish, but it wasn't Mova Leitzah, that's called Me'ilah by Hekdish. If you take Hekdish's thing, Leitzah, that's Me'ilah. That's being money.
And both of those things came off nice, like Kisra and when the guy gave it only like halfway. It's not the same as a half
Kisra. It's true that in both of these cases it came on tonight. It doesn't prove anything about a half a prutza. But it proves only that the shy is such a echetimtza of kinyane shel hegdish, which is not bekdushas hegdish. No, it's not true. You can't split something that can't be divided. You can't be mekabel Shabbos for 20 av malachas and not the other 19. Can't make it tonight. The Kabbalah tonight is the Tanais Achal.
I can tell
Hekdash
should have that if you use them, but I want to have both Mambit to do that.
Well, the only way you could do that is because you're not Magdish the full Eved, you only Magdish the Eved except for Mambit. It's fine, I have no problem. Just the point is, a person could argue that it's either everything or nothing. A couple of Shabbos. It's either Shabbos, not Shabbos. You want to make a carbon into a... I want this carbon to be a carbon oila, except I'm allowed to ride it on Mondays. That you can't do, right? You can't make a carbon oila, except I can use it on Mondays. So I would think, maybe you all have dishes that way. If I make it tonight, so it won't be chal, or either it's totally chal, or it's nothing chal. So that is this kamash malon that a shayach hegdish to be a hegdish halfway. That's the kamash malon here.
So...
this is chal where it's worth a pruta, or where it has kedushas hegdish. Ain has kedushas hegdish has ain hegdish chal pasul shem pruta. Now, the reason the Chaim that brings two or three more rayas to this, the reason the rayas are important, so important, is because Reb Chaim, as he's quoted by Reb Elchanan, as Reb Elchanan understands him, disagrees with the Yisaid. I'll tell you what Reb Chaim says, you'll have to half cup, and we'll have to try to understand that he argues with the Yisaid, because the Yisaid sounds logical. I mean, it's not always so much on logic, it's all among the Zerus, but at least we can understand. Hekdish could own things, and there's no Mi'ilah. You can understand the other way too, that maybe everything Hekdish owns is automatically Mi'ilah, but okay. These are these are some of the rayas that he has that Hegdish could own things, and there's no, and there's no, there's no issur in the Yidah. Till now, I'm saying Chaim Shalavitz. Yeah, okay. Now, the Chaim Briska is quoted by Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says he had a kasha. He was like kedushin, not kaf tes. The Gemara says that shmita, the status of shmita, could come off something through pidyon or mekach. Either it can be paid it, or if you sell shvius with certain conditions, it's shayach for kedusha shvius to come off of through schayer. So the Gemara has a hekesh. The Gemara says Shvius is called Kaidesh. Kaideshi Yaival Hashem, I think. So the Gemara says Ma Kaidesh is Yaitzei B'mekach Yaitzei B'chilul. Av Shvius Yaitzei B'mekach Yaitzei B'chilul. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says that just like it happens by Hekesh, the same thing happens by Shvius. And the limud is, Pidyon the Gemara, no, the limud is for Mekach. The limit is that it's a chiddush that if you buy shmita, and everyone agrees with it, that if you buy something of shmita, that through mekach kedushas shmita could go off. That's this not the amar de gemara. So Bachanan asked, Bachanan was a very good kasha, that how can you compare the two? There's another gemara. Gemara says that if hegdish owns a chicken, and the chicken runs away. Tanag al Shabarach. Chicken runs away. So the Gizbar is supposed to try to find it. It's supposed to, you know, he's supposed to look for it. But if it's already a day or two, the chicken ran away and it's not coming home. So there's a certain point where Yush, where the owner, where the Gizbar is Miyayish. And at that point, the chicken becomes cool. Even though no one's played it, no one bought it, the chicken becomes chol. The Zakra Bachana, what would be by Shmita in such a case? A Shmita, if there can't be a chicken of Shmita. Let's say there would be fruits of Shmita. And they would get lost. And the owner would be the Aish. Would they become a Shmita? Of course not. The person finds it, may not know, but they're still Perish Shashmita. They're still Perish Shashmias. No question. The person who finds it recognizes that the fresh fruits from this year is still Shemita. So Bacharan asked, how can you compare it? By Hegdish, when you're Miyayish, everything falls off. So maybe by Hegdish, when you sell it, everything falls off. By Shemita, when you're miyayish, not everything falls off. So maybe when you sell it by shmita, maybe also not everything comes off. What's the raya, one from the other? Maybe we could only learn from Hegdish that it's shayach to sell perish shmiyas, but not to learn from Hegdish that it's shayach that the kedusha comes off. That was a very good kasha. Rabbi Chanan writes that he asked it first to a different one of his rebbeim. And then to Rav Chaim, and they both were asking to the same parents. They said that by Hegdish there's no such thing as separating Kinyanei Shel Hegdish and Kedushas Hegdish. And if the Torah said you could sell Hegdish, must be that Taich selling Hegdish is to be Mafkia Hegdish. And since by Hegdish it can't be Mechalik, Mekach means both. So then, if you're being makish, the mekach of Hegdish, to the mekach of Shvius, in Shvius too, it must mean both. Because the thing you're learning it from, it's not separable. It's the same thing. Haynu hach. Hegdish owning, and Isurei Hegdish is haynu hach. So if there's a limud, if it would be shayach by Hegdish to sell, and the Kedusha stays on, you could ask, by Shvita, it should be the same thing. But Heyois, Rav Chaim says mekach of necessity is both. That's taich mekach. So b'makach shvius to hegdish shvius also must mean both. Must include both. This was Rav Chaim's teretz. And Rav Chaim explains that Rav Chaim holds Hegdish and Kinyan are totally Zebzeh. Hayyos are totally Zebzeh. Not like my own thing. Rav Chaim says, Lulei Divrei Mairi Verabi. He says he would disagree. But Rav Chaim holds that it's totally Zebzeh. And Memela, it seems, we come out. We have a nice Tekotera here, the Chaim Shmulevitz writes, the Stipler writes, Rav Chanan, but it's all not like this. Rav Chaim's Yisoid, Rav Chaim holds Hegdish, Mekach Hegdish, and Kedushas Hegdish is totally Zebzeh. That's the way it plays itself out if you read the Rav Chanan. However, and what about all the Rayas? What about all the Rayas? I don't know, when I read this, I thought I didn't understand the Rav Chanan. I still think I don't. I don't see, until now is what it says inside. I just, if you ask me, I don't see the problem. What did the Stifler say? Things could belong to Hegdish without Isurei Hegdish. Right? It could belong to Hegdish without Isurei Hegdish, but logical, Hegdish could own things. What did Rav Chaim say? Rav Chaim said, you can't make it ois kinyanei shel Hegdish, and it should still have Isurim on it. Rav Chaim was saying the other way, that when you sell Hegdish, a korkach, the ownership and the kedusha go off simultaneously. It can't be that you sell Hegdish and the Yisurim remain. That's an opposite case. Rav Chaim was saying you can't sell Hegdish and it should have Yisurim. That makes a lot of sense. You can't sell Hegdish, it's kinyanish al hegyit, and it still has Yisurim. Maybe someone could argue you should be able to. So Rav Chaim says he can't. It can't be kinyanish al hegyit and have Yisurim. What does that have to do with the Rav Chanan and the Stifler? They were saying the reverse. That you Hegdish could own things that don't have Yisurim. Rav Chaim is saying that hegyit cannot own it unless the Yisurim come off. I don't know, I don't see. When I read the Rav Chanan, I thought I misunderstood. I didn't misunderstand. The way I see it, it's not a stereo. What does one thing have to do with the other? And of course, if you're going to tell me Rav Chaim said, Chayfu Layav and the two go together, you can't separate either one. So Rav Chaim said that, then it's not like the Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan heard it from Rav Chaim, so the stomach knows what Rav Chaim said. But the Raya from this case in Kedushin HaFaftas, that doesn't prove anything. Because there we're just saying that if you sell something, you can't sell it in the Surim Remain. As you would think, I have something of Hegdish, I could sell it to you, and that'll be Hegdish by you. Chaim says, no. If you sell it, it means the Hegdish, the Surim also come off. So that I understand. There's not a steer to the Stifler. For Chaim, there's not a steer to the Stifler at all. It doesn't seem. Right, so much for Hegdish. Tomorrow we'll do the last Toshma. Okay, I mean, Hashem.